We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Allow me to introduce myself.
DJ Envy, Angela Yee, and Charlamagne the God.
Well, y'all done came a long way.
I think that y'all have a certain amount of respect for, you know, what everybody else does, and y'all are just the best at what y'all do.
This platform, the reach y'all have that you've earned, makes space for somebody like me.
You guys have a direct line to the culture.
Oh my God, I'm on the radio with Angela, Charlamagne, and DJ Envy.
Damn. Yes, you are. Hey.
All I do is read about the Breakfast Club.
Really?
Every morning, you guys are trending. Every, you know, I drag my ass out of bed. I'm like, what happened on the Breakfast Club today?
Get your ass up!
Good morning, USA!
Yo.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, DJ Envy.
Charlamagne the God.
Peace to the planet. It's Tuesday!
Yes, it's Tuesday.
Good morning. One day, do people count Cinco de Mayo? Is it like a holiday during the week since it's on Wednesday? It's more fun on the weekend, right?
Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo is also our friend Natina's birthday.
Yes.
Oh, tomorrow's Natina's born day?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Cinco de Mayo.
Nobody cares but Natina's family. I mean, Cinco de Mayo is a big holiday, bro.
Oh,
It's just like how James Brown, God bless the dead, passed away on Christmas. Nobody acknowledges that because it's Christmas.
But we gonna acknowledge it.
And like I say, nobody cares about Natina but her family.
Mm-hmm. So that's a fun birthday to have, too, if your birthday's on Cinco de Mayo, because everybody wants to go out anyway.
Yeah, but you think everybody's having a good time because it's your birthday, but really it's because it's Cinco de Mayo. You know what I mean? Because of the tequila and the tacos. Everybody's having a good old time because it's Cinco de Mayo.
Do you know what Cinco de Mayo is for?
Nope. What is it for?
Okay. A lot of tequila. That's all I know.
I have no idea. You going to tell us, Yee?
Do you know?
Oh, it's for the Mexican army. It was like a war that they fought, and they beat the French Empire.
Oh, okay. So it's a victory celebration, basically.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Now, Charlamagne, let me ask you a question, right?
No.
Every morning
I respect my boundaries. My therapist tells me to tell people to respect my boundaries. I told you no.
I'm still going to ask.
See, that's no. I gave him a full, that's no means no, but I gave him a full no. He's still going.
I'm still
going
to go.
Wow. Okay.
Every morning I see you. You're in your car and you have a mask on. You don't trust yourself? Why do you have a mask on in your car?
Well, I'm not answering you because I told you no, so I'll answer you when I'm ready.
I see him in his car. He got his mask. I'm like, why does he have a mask on in his car? And he's by himself. And I'm like, why? Do you not trust yourself? Do you not trust?
I told you no. I'm not answering you. You're going to respect my boundaries.
I'm going to force it.
I'll tell you later. I won't tell you, but I'll explain later, but I'm not telling you right now just because you are forcing me and I told you no.
Yeah, I don't know if you have to wear a mask by yourself.
He's not answering us.
Oh, and I talked to Yee. Because Yee didn't force me. But no, because I'm pulling up to the building, so I put the mask on before I jump out the car. It's not like I'm riding, you know, the whole commute in with the mask on. I literally put the mask on when I'm like a block away from the building just because I want to jump out and, you know,
I don't know,
run you. Upstairs.
I see, I'm like, why is he wearing his mask? It's the weirdest thing.
I'm at the light. I'm literally at the light right by the building. So I put the mask on and I'm getting ready to jump out and run upstairs and, you know, log on.
All right.
That's all.
The best feeling is when you get in your car and you can take your mask off after you've been running around all day, or you walk in the house and you're like, whew.
I can only imagine that's how it feels off. To take a bra off. Mm-hmm. I can only imagine. Yep. I can only imagine that's how it feels.
Let him hang.
Breathe.
Right. Let's get the show cracking. Michael Che will be joining us this morning, right?
Yeah, not in studio, though, which I don't understand why, because he's in New York.
Yeah, comedian Michael Che will be joining us. We'll talk to him a little
bit later.
Maybe
he's filming something, because, you know, sometimes when people are filming, they're not allowed. That's true. Have to, like, quarantine themselves.
Well, he's filming SNL, but, I mean, he still can be here.
That might be true, then.
Nah, he can be here.
But he come in, get checked, and then leaves.
He told us, well, he actually told us why he didn't come in. It had nothing to do with that.
All right.
He thought it was good. He thought that he had to take one too many COVID tests. He told me he had to take 4 COVID tests to come in the building.
Charlamagne told him it was an anal swab test, and he was like, he'll pass. He ain't going
to
do that.
One little anal swab, and then they use the same Q-tip to do your nose, and you're good.
See? That's how I wouldn't want to come either. All right, front page news, what are we talking about, Yee?
Well, yes, everybody is supposed to get vaccinated. That's what they're hoping for. And we'll tell you about some new things, some new initiatives they're trying to use to get people to get vaccinated.
All right, we'll get into that.
Put it in a hookah. Everybody everybody will get vaccinated if you put the vaccine in a hookah.
It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start with the Seattle Mariners. Starting Tuesday, they're going to be offering COVID-19 vaccines to eligible fans during the games there.
What?
They'll be administered by Seattle Fire personnel, with Virginia Mason providing staff and volunteers to assist.
I'm not even mad
at
that.
Guess what you get to choose. Guess what you get to choose between.
The Pfizer or Moderna?
Moderna or Johnson & Johnson.
Oh, nah, see. You a fool if you get that damn Johnson & Johnson. Okay, if any vaccine that comes with a warning and tells you that you may get blood clots, I don't think that you should put that in your body. But, I mean, you know, don't listen to me because I'm not vaccinated.
Yeah, a lot of people scared of shots and they just rather take that one shot one time. But
I'm not mad at them doing that at the baseball game, though. I mean, because you got to meet people where they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So why not?
Well, where you guys are in New Jersey, they're doing a shot and a beer program. So you get a free beer if you get the vaccine.
Love a bear or beer?
A beer.
Beer.
Oh, it's
beer.
Like you said a bear.
Like she did.
I'd rather a bear, to be honest with you.
What are you going to do with a bear?
If it's a well-trained
thing?
Bear.
It sounds like you're saying the same thing.
What are you going to do with a well-trained
no,
bear?
No, if it's a well-trained bear that can, like, dance or, like, guard your
what?
Property,
what's
I'll take a well-trained bear. Because there's a lot of bears just roaming around New Jersey. Big black bears.
Yeah, bear,
and some of them walk
sit
on their hind legs.
Be sick bear. What's wrong with you?
You wouldn't want a well-trained bear?
No.
No?
You're out your damn mind. As much as you like dogs,
where are you
going
to put it?
In the yard.
I can control a dog. If a bear go bear.
It's well-trained.
I ain't messing with you.
Come on, man. Nobody right, run up in your house. You got a well-trained bear in the backyard.
I'm not
get
even going
smoking
in my house. My kids
and
in
New York,
in
New Jersey, and Connecticut, and many businesses will be fully reopening in May, May 19th. They're going to be welcoming back restaurants, offices, retail stores, theaters, museums, barbershops, amusement parks, everything, full capacity, gyms, all of
full
that.
Full capacity?
Full capacity.
I believe it when I see.
No, people vaccinated out here in these streets. I'm not mad at it. I'm not going to be out. I'm a homebody anyway, so go ahead and open up. I'll still be at the house.
All right, and the FDA is authoring Pfizer to give their COVID-19 vaccine for 12 to 15-year-olds by early next week. Hmm.
Do the kids need
who
it,
said,
though? Do the kids need it?
If you want to go to school, I mean, if you want to go to school and not, you know, get it and spread it to your family.
Yeah, I don't know about the kids thing. They're still developing. I don't know.
I mean, and then they said, I mean, it's COVID has never really impacted the youth like that, right? Or am I tripping?
No, you're not tripping.
I think they're young. Yeah, but I think younger kids are getting it more than everybody else because older people are vaccinated for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
so, and kids
them
are going back to school. So, you know what it is. Like, when one of your kids goes to school and then one other kid in the classroom has it, and
yeah,
then next thing you know, everyone has it.
Bring it back to an adult in the house, maybe.
But if adults have the vaccines and it's not really affecting the kids and they don't know necessarily the effects on the kids right now, you know?
But the vaccines aren't, people are still catching COVID with the vaccine, though, right?
Yes, they are.
Yeah, it's a smaller chance that you'll get it. And if you do get it, there's less chance that you'll get as sick or die from
correct
it.
Hey,
man, whatever y'all got to do to make things less complicated, do it. Mm. Okay.
Your kids got to be vaccinated to go schooling with, though, right? For other things?
Yeah, they get other vaccines.
Yeah,
but those
vaccines
are, these are emergency use.
Those are tested for
years.
These are
tested also, but not as long.
It's very short term.
I mean, that's what I said. If they wanted to get us with vaccines, they could have got us with vaccines a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, people get flu shots every year. These kids get vaccines to go to school. Whenever we travel to different countries in Africa, you got to get certain shots. If they wanted to get us with vaccines, they could have been got us.
All right. And Thursday Night Football, if you're ready for that, that's going to be on Amazon Prime starting in 2022. So if you want to watch Thursday Night Football, except for on Thanksgiving and opening game, that's going to be on Amazon Prime Video. They announced that yesterday.
Okay. All right, well, that is front page news. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up right now. Phone lines are open. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Let's go. This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Yeah, this is Phil from Dayton.
Phil, what's up?
What's up, Phil from Dayton?
I was just calling in, agreeing with y'all doing this morning, first off, everybody all right?
Blessed, black, and highly favored, King.
That's what's up. Man, I was calling because actually on this show, I heard you talking about the bear.
Oh, boy.
Took me back a few years ago. I tried to buy a bear out here. They were letting them go for $600, man. My wife looked at me like I was crazy.
What?
The same marketing you did, bro.
What kind of bears? Black bears?
I can't believe I have this conversation.
And were they trained or you had to get them trained?
You get one free.
Man, he started out buying it as a cub, but the guy will work with him to train him. But he had it in the back seat like a baby, drinking out of his own bottle.
I've seen that. No. I've seen that on YouTube. I've seen the babies drinking out of bottles. Y'all are bugging if y'all wouldn't want y'all a well-trained bear.
Bro,
get out of here.
Plus, if you want one. Bro, I got a bear.
Nobody gonna play with you with a bear.
I got a bear for you if you want one, bro.
That even looks harder in your yard. Beware the bear instead of beware the dog.
Plus, if you've seen Bad Trip, you could get it in like that. Like
what?
Every silver lining has a cloud, though, Yee. I mean,
what?
Every silver lining has a cloud? No, I think it's every cloud has a silver lining, sir.
You know what you meant.
I guess it could be the other way around, too, though.
That's just...
Yeah, I guess every silver...
The whole bear conversation.
Every silver lining could have a cloud as well.
Every cloud has a silver lining.
You're right. It's all about perspective.
Don't go buy no bear. Please, it's going to end up wrong.
I like to focus on the positive.
I'm with you, brother. Appreciate you, King.
That's all I'm saying.
So conversations null and void.
Goodness gracious. Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on, Envy? Good morning, Charlamagne. Good morning, Angela.
Peace, Rick.
What up, Rick? Get it off your chest.
So I was listening to yesterday's interview, right? And I was thinking, how is Charlamagne, like, roommate shaming people and he slept on these couches? Mm-hmm.
I wasn't roommate shaming. I think y'all missed the whole point of the... I think y'all missed the point of the conversation. We said a 30-plus-year-old grown man with another 30-plus-year-old grown man. That was the conversation. Hey,
some people are late bloomers. Maybe you're 30, you're a late bloomer.
I agree with you.
Or maybe you're saving to buy a house.
Exactly.
I agree with you, but you got to have more than one bathroom, bro. You can't... That's all I was saying.
Well, I agree with that, too.
That's all I was saying. I don't think there's anything wrong with a grown man being with another grown man if it's a means to an end. But you got to have more than one bathroom. You can't have your cheeks touching the same toilet.
I hear you. Angela, for late bloomers, right? Speaking of, there's a documentary on Tina Turner. I don't know if you guys have seen it.
I started it.
Yes. I love Tina Turner. You know, that was my mom's favorite artist when I was growing up.
I love Tina Turner, too. Her documentary of her starting her career over in her early 40s, that's a really inspiring thing for late bloomers. I was having a conversation with a friend yesterday that's in their 30s, and they really don't know where they want to go with their life and their career. And I recommended that they watch that because it's really inspiring, you know, to figure out.
Yeah, it's really... It was really dope because she had to leave Ike Turner, and then people kind of blackballed her a little bit, and then they were acting like she couldn't do...
And, you know, it kept coming up all the time, and it's come up so many times over the years, but was able to turn her life around and be the person that we know today, and it was all in her late 40s. So, shout out to the late bloomers.
All right, brother.
You got to stack up for a little bit and share a bathroom. What you got to do is you get what you need to come.
But it's a means to an end, though. It's not a permanent situation. It's a means to an end.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that three-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Wake up, wake up.
Wake your ass.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed, we want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Hey, y'all, what's going on? NBS Nick G from Michigan, man.
What's up, Nick?
Nick G, what's happening, King?
Man, look, I had a serious debate with my friends in my group chat yesterday. I don't know how to word this right for the radio, but they said I'm lame because I have never received oral from the back.
You never received oral from the back? How old are you, first of all?
I'm 33.
Hold on, you saying that you never got your butt toss salad?
No, he
he's out from the back. From the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
It might be that you might just be small.
No. My thing is this, though. My thing is this. The positioning of it. Like, why would you do that?
Toot that thing up, mommy, make it roll.
Hey. I told my boy, I'm like, bro, that's not something. Like, from the side, from the front, yeah.
From the front, from the back, to the side.
I'm just curious, how did that conversation start? Did one of your guys say, hey, who's been on their knees before? Like, how did that conversation happen?
How it started was, the homie said, y'all won't believe what happened last night.
Oh, that's how it usually starts.
Exactly, and that's how we started. We like, man, you wildin', bro. You tripping, bro.
I think y'all, I want y'all to be more sexually liberated, man. Y'all care too much about what... First of all, if you're in the bedroom, right, and you with a woman, and a woman asked to do that,
or
and you're
man.
Thinking about what your boys think, that within itself is weird.
Yeah, that's
why are you thinking
weird.
About your boys in that situation?
No. I don't think anybody was thinking about their boys. I think after the fact, he was surprised that it happened. So we've been friends since we was in sixth grade. Like, we tell each other everything. So,
true.
It's just weird to me, man. It's just something.
But let's keep it real. You thinking about it because you said it was amazing.
Yeah, he is thinking about it
a little bit.
He is thinking about it.
Let me say that to my wife and see how that work out.
What, suck my dick from the back? That's actually disrespectful. A lot of dudes do that when they're really trying to disrespect somebody. Suck my from the back.
Exactly.
Why is that disrespectful?
Man, y'all have a good day, man.
Blessings to you.
He ain't gonna speak no more.
But yeah, listen, in the bedroom, do what makes you feel comfortable. If you don't feel comfortable doing it, don't do it.
It feels like that might be painful, though. Like, isn't it bend back or something?
Yeah.
Doesn't hurt.
It hurts when you do it, Drum?
I've never done it, but I
can. Dom definitely said yeah.
Because that sounds crazy. Why would you bend
your
penis
that way? You
used to suck your roommate from the back?
You see, why you got to make this something
what
weird,
say?
Bro?
What you say?
You got to make this something weird for
it. Like
stop your roommate shaming people.
This is crazy.
Dom said, ouch, yeah.
That's why y'all was roommates that shared a bathroom.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way.
Man, now this breakup is going to be interesting. Bill and Melinda Gates will give you some information.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. It's just in. All the gossip. The rumor report.
Gossip.
With Angela Yee.
It's The Rumor Report.
The Breakfast Club.
Well, Bill Gates and Melinda Gates are splitting up after 27 years. They met at Microsoft, got married in 1994. They both have agreed to give away more than half of their wealth, but they are going to keep on working together on charitable efforts, according to a release. And Bill Gates also tweeted out, after a great deal of thought and a lot of work on our relationship, we have made the decision to end our marriage. Over the last 27 years, we have raised three incredible children and built a foundation that works all over the world to enable all people to lead healthy, productive lives.
Melinda out here looking cute.
What?
You losing weight, Melinda?
You stupid.
What's happening, young lady?
What's wrong with you?
That's how you got to approach it. What's up, young lady? How are you?
Well, they're worth well over $100 billion, and word on the street is there's no prenup. But they do have a separation agreement, and a separation agreement is signed at the end of a marriage usually, and it lays out the terms of the split.
Now, what that means now? What is a separation agreement? I never heard of that. What is that?
It's like an agreement when you know you're about to split up, so you come to your own terms and do it that way. It's like a contract.
Oh, it's like, okay, you can walk away with $20 billion and call it a day or something
maybe
like
something
that?
Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just think about it. Think about Jeff Bezos' ex-wife. She's married to a science teacher now.
He pulled up.
And
he...
she's worth over $60 billion.
He pulled up, got right in her DM as soon as that divorce hit. What's up, sexy? How are you? You looking good out here. How old are you now? 30? She started blushing.
All right, now Moneybagg Yo, he is annoyed at somebody who said his performance was boring on TikTok, and the person had posted, so I went to Moneybagg Yo's concert. It was boring and dry AF. He only stayed for like 15 minutes. I want a refund. And Moneybagg Yo responded, I have four of the shows that same day. Do you think I give a F? Tell him post the other ones. So that was his response on Academics' page.
Moneybagg Yo has to respond to everybody, right? When you put out a song called Time Today, you always got to have time to respond to somebody, right?
No, it's only on certain days.
It's on certain days?
Yeah, certain
okay.
days.
Yeah, because okay. I got time every day. I got time today.
I seen him perform. He definitely had a lot of energy when I seen him perform in Atlanta. It might have been his fourth show. He might have been tired.
Mm-hmm. Hey, man. He got the number one album in the country. Drop on the Clues Bombs for Moneybagg Yo, okay?
$200,000 a show.
He doing something right. Mm.
All right, now more Pop Smoke music looks like it's on the way. Pop Smoke's manager, Rico Beats, went on Instagram on Saturday and teased that there is going to be something new coming. He also said, I see and hear everything. Kept it cool, though. No worries. Payback around the corner. Pop Smoke new album loading. So should be good to hear that. And he's also nominated for 10 Billboard Awards, by the way. Pop Smoke, top artist, top new artist, top male artist. You know, top rap album, top rap male artist, top streaming songs artist. So those are amongst the 10.
Yeah, that would be dope if it's actual songs. You know what I mean? I hate when they like scrap together bits and pieces of verses and put songs together. A lot of unfinished material. I hate when albums sound like that. I hate like, what do they call it? Posthumous albums?
Yeah.
I don't like
posthumous.
That.
Yeah,
posthumous.
Hopefully some songs he got done and it's not, you know, cut and pasted. But I'm sure they got a lot of stuff done.
All right, and Marvel has set the dates for the next 10 movies that they're doing, including the Black Panther sequel that's going to be out on Black Panther Wakanda Forever, July 8th, 2022. So here is some things that are going to be coming out this year. Black Widow, July 9th. Shang-Chi and the Legend of the Ten Rings, September 3rd.
Awkwafina's in that.
The Eternals, November 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man, No Way Home, December 17th. So that's just for this year.
And that's just after the films. That,
Doctor Strange and the Multiverse of Madness, Thor, Love and Thunder, Black Panther, like I said, Wakanda Forever, The Marvels, Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3.
Yeah, and that Marvels movie is going to be dope, too. That's actually Captain Marvel, too. So that's going to be Carol Danvers, Monica Rambeau, and Miss Marvel. Marvel, just take all my money, okay? You can have it all. I mean, you're already getting it anyway, but...
All right, and Ebony Williams, the first Black woman on Real Housewives of New York as an official cast member, was on with Wendy Williams. And one of the things that she was talking about was her relationship. It looks like they've broken up. Here's what she had to say.
When I was here for Hot Topics, I actually had a ring on. And you know what? This quarantine, I think, like a lot of couples, Wendy, it made us tell the truth about our relationship.
How long were you with him before quarantine?
Almost 4 years.
Did you live with him at the time of quarantine?
I'll tell you what happened. He actually did not quarantine with me. He has three children, two of which are young adults, and he chose to quarantine in New Jersey with his semi-adult children. And for me, listen, I'm not a parent yet, so I get that they're number one.
Right.
But I need to be number one, Wendy.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not the highest grade of weed in the dispensary, but I'm pretty sure Ebony will not have a problem bouncing back in the man department. That is what we call a catch, ladies and gentlemen.
That's a good topic, though. That is a good, you know, you're in a relationship with your kids. Who do you quarantine with? Do you quarantine with
your kids? It depends on how old the kids are, too.
Or do you quarantine
not really.
With your boo?
Even depending on what
age. If your kids are young, how do you not quarantine with your young children?
Oh, yeah, definitely. But even if they're in, I don't know how old that man's kids were, but even
she
if they're.
She said two of them were young adults, so I guess one of them maybe wasn't yet.
But you got to, what's a young adult? Like, you know, I mean, my daughter's 19. Is she a young adult?
Yeah. I think what y'all are forgetting is that last year was a year that we never expected, and it was something we never saw before. So I would want to be with my kids in that situation, too, because it's such an unexpected situation.
It's a good topic. It's a good question. Yeah, absolutely.
All right. In addition to that, here's what else Ebony K. Williams had to say.
How long did it take you to move on from the time that you realized that he wasn't going to come quarantine with you?
6 months. I mean, I still was holding out hope. We were doing the couples counseling and everything. And then
on Zoom?
Yeah. And he's a lovely man. Just wasn't for me. You know, he's older. He'd been there, done that, didn't really want a new baby and all that stuff. I want that stuff, Wendy.
I wonder why he wouldn't invite them all to be together, though. Like, why wouldn't you invite her to come quarantine with the kids as well?
Especially if that was a fiance, but maybe the kids are quarantined with his ex.
And especially being that it was such a like unexpected situation. Like, nobody knew what to expect from COVID. So wouldn't you want to gather around with your village in that moment?
Yeah, maybe.
Wouldn't y'all all want to lean on each other?
But like you said, it was unexpected, so it's not like there was a plan in place and nobody knew how long it was going to last.
That's true.
You know, who knows? Some people didn't want to fly places. I don't know if they're in the same city or whatever, but it is.
Oh, yeah, New York and Jersey.
Yeah, Jersey and New York, she said.
Yeah.
Well, make sure you listen to the Holden Court podcast on the Black Effect iHeartRadio podcast network with Ebony K. Williams. There is not a more informative, culturally competent podcast out there in regards to legal issues. So check it out. And don't Real Housewives of New York start tonight? I think it's tonight.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. Good for I'll be watching because of Ebony and Leah. So that is your rumor report.
All right. Now we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Man, and this is a heartbreaking story, and hopefully y'all, I don't know if this is even considered a happy ending, but imagine working for free for over 10 years. We'll tell you who this happened to, and now he's finally getting some money back.
All right, we'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Peace to the planet. Charlemagne the God here. This year has been tough on mental health. Gentlemind is here to help. GentleMind has developed an innovative new tool for groundbreaking insights into your unique genetic predispositions. Go to mentalhealthmap.com to be empowered on your mental health and well-being.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yee?
Well, let's start in South Carolina. A man, John Christopher Smith, he's a black man from South Carolina. He was enslaved by his boss, who is white, and he was enslaved for over 10 years. And so if you guys remember this story, we discussed this before, and they had ruled that Edwards had to do 10 years in prison. They ruled this back in November of 2019. He pleaded guilty to one count of forced labor for coercing an African-American man with an intellectual disability to work extensive hours at a restaurant for no pay. And this was from 2009 to 2014. And now he's going to get some restitution, too, which is really great. The South Carolina man that was forced to work, John Christopher Smith, is now going to get $546,000.
Yeah, salute to John Smith. Drop on the clues bombs for him. I hate how they keep saying enslaved, though. I keep seeing that headline. I hate that. Enslaved.
Well, he was working without pay.
Years?
Yeah, but he's not a slave. I just keep I hate the word enslaved. Like, yes, he was getting treated terribly, but enslaved.
It was forced labor. He took advantage of his intellectual disability. At one point, he took some hot tongs and burned him with them because he didn't restock the buffet with fried chicken in time. And he also punched him, beat him with kitchen pans. He left him physically and psychologically scarred, and he was scared what would happen to him if he tried to escape. He said, I wanted to get out of there a long time ago, but I didn't have nobody I could go to. I couldn't go anywhere. Damn. I couldn't see none of my family.
So he was being kidnapped, basically.
Pretty much. How did he finally get out? Like, how did he finally decide to leave?
An employee's relative alerted authorities of the abuse in 2014. And that's when the Department of Social Services removed Smith from the restaurant that year.
What was Smith?
And according to Abdullah Mustafa, who's the president of the local chapter of the NAACP, he said, we are talking about enslavement here.
What was the guy charged with? I don't like that word, enslavement. I think that we do a disservice to our ancestors when we say that. But what was the guy charged with?
Forced labor.
Okay.
So he didn't pay any amounts, no minimum wage even, no compensation at all. So, yes, he's going to 10 years in prison. So what would you call you? So what do you call it? You just call it kidnapping? Because kidnapping doesn't mean that you have to work for free.
Kidnapping, forced labor.
Well, he was kidnapped.
He was assaulted over and over.
He wasn't intellectually right to make his own decision, so they kidnapped him.
He was physically harmed. He was beaten.
He was beat. That's assault.
Yeah, I just don't like comparing things to slavery. I just, no.
All right. Now, Wednesday, a woman who didn't know she was pregnant gave birth on a flight to Hawaii.
What?
So Lavinia Munga was flying from Salt Lake City to Honolulu on April 28th for a vacation when she gave birth to her son. He arrived early at just 29 weeks, but luckily there was a doctor from Hawaii and three ICU nurses that were also on board that seven-hour Delta flight to help deliver that baby.
She was lucky.
How many months was she?
She said she was 29 weeks.
The baby was 29 weeks.
She didn't know she was pregnant. Wow.
How much is 29 weeks? I graduated.
That's like 7 months.
7 months? And how you don't know you're pregnant?
She might have showed small.
She might have been really small.
Like Gia, when she gets pregnant, you hardly see that she's pregnant. And and the first child we had was only 4 pounds.
You didn't know that your period wasn't coming for 7 months?
Well, some women still get
Some people still bleed, yeah. I mean, it's definitely happened before. These people have gone to the bathroom and then gave birth and didn't know they were pregnant. It's definitely happened.
And some people crazy periods. Like you might have a period now and you don't have another period for 4 months. Like you hear that a lot.
7 months is a long time to not feel something kicking in your stomach.
Mm-hmm. Well, fortunately, like we said, there were all these nurses and a doctor on board. All right. Now, the three main suspects accused of founding and maintaining a dark web child abuse image site with 400,000 members has been taken down in a global police sting. German police have arrested four members of a gang. They're saying it's the world's biggest child abuse image websites. And so, thank God, it was a police operation involving regional and federal German officers. They raided seven addresses across Germany and arrested those three men who were accused of operating Boys Town, is what it's called, a platform with indecent images and video of children.
Yikes.
Who goes? That's just disgusting. Like, what type of people are... The fact that there was almost 500,000 members on this site is disgusting. But that is your
pedophiles?
Front page news.
You about to say what type of people go to that place? Pedophiles.
All right.
Perverts, sick, twisted individuals.
Jeesh. All right. All right. Well, that
is... And who's uploading? It's just disgusting.
Your front page news. Now, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051. During rumors, we were talking about Ebony K. Williams, and she was doing Wendy, and this is what she said.
You know what? This quarantine, I think, like a lot of couples, Wendy, it made us tell the truth about our relationship.
How long were you with him before quarantine?
Almost 4 years. I'll tell you what happened. He actually did not quarantine with me. He has three children, two of which are young adults, and he chose to quarantine in New Jersey with his semi-adult children. And for me, listen, I'm not a parent yet, so I get that they're number one.
Right.
But I need to be number one, Wendy. He's a lovely man, just wasn't for me, you know? Yeah. He's older, didn't really want a new baby and all that stuff. I want that stuff.
All right, well, let's ask. 800-585-1051, fellas, pandemic hits. Do you quarantine with your fiance or do you quarantine with your kids? And ladies, if your man doesn't quarantine with you, is it over? Is it a wrap? Let's talk about it. 800-585-1051 is The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we were talking about something Ebony K. Williams said with Wendy Williams. Let's take a listen.
You know what? This quarantine, I think, like a lot of couples, Wendy, it made us tell the truth about our relationship.
How long were you with him before quarantine?
Almost 4 years. I'll tell you what happened. He actually did not quarantine with me. He has three children, two of which are young adults, and he chose to quarantine in New Jersey with his semi-adult children. And for me, listen, I'm not a parent yet, so I get that they're number one.
Right.
But I need to be number one, Wendy. He's a lovely man, just wasn't for me, you know? Yeah. He's older, didn't really want a new baby and all that stuff. I want that stuff.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, are you quarantining with your kids or your fiance? And ladies, if your man quarantined with his kids and not you for months at a time, what would you do, all right? Now, Yee, let's start with you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if your man had a couple of kids and decided he was quarantining with his kids and not you, that was your fiance, you've been together for a while, what would you do in that situation?
Man, that's a big if, because my man doesn't have that issue. So it depends. I think it would depend on how old the children are, too. Mm-hmm. Like, are your kids grown? Or can they handle things themselves? Can you? I would be okay with him quarantining for a while, but at some point, I would be like, okay, now let's see each other after maybe like 3 months, 4 months.
Okay. Charlamagne, what you doing?
I don't know the full situation, so I'm only going off what Ebony said on Wendy, so I'll take it out of that story and just say ideally, you know, we would all quarantine together, especially if you're my fiance. But if I had to choose, it would definitely be the kids. You know, none of us knew what COVID was. We didn't know if it was the end of the world. We didn't know how dire the situation was. I would absolutely positively, you know, want to be with my kids in a situation like that if I was forced to choose. Like I said, ideally, all of us would be together because you are my fiance and I love you. You're my family, too. But if I had to choose, of course, I'm choosing my kids.
Yeah,
and I would say selfishly, I wouldn't want to quarantine with somebody else's kids. Like, if they had to do homeschooling and I still got to work every day, because Ebony was working this whole time still, too. So imagine, like, the house is kind of noisy. I don't know how big, you know, what if their house isn't that big and now the kids are doing things in different rooms, going to school, and I'm trying to work. I'd rather be by myself.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm quarantining with the kids. I mean, pandemic hit. We didn't know what it was. We thought it was going to take everybody's life away. So we were trying to all be safe. I mean, I ain't leaving my kids. I ain't bailing on my family.
That is a good point that you just said, though. I mean, Ebony got a whole life. Right? You know what I'm saying? Ebony is a whole entity unto herself. So she may not have been able to put herself in that position where she could quarantine with that family. It made more sense for her maybe to be by herself.
Well, let's go to the phone lines. Hello, who's this?
Hello, this is Jessica. How are you?
Hey, Jess, how you doing this morning?
Good, good.
Now, your man did this to you?
Yeah, so he's a truck driver, and he refused to come home. He just wanted to keep working. And so what happened was he came home to visit, and he contracted COVID from one of us. So there's that.
Oh, so he didn't come back. Once he got COVID in that house, he stayed away, huh?
No. He was forced to stay. Oh, man.
Oh, okay, okay. You
know, right.
Well, guess what? I hate to sound selfish, but I thank you, man, for his service. Them truck drivers was definitely essential, and they kept things moving during the pandemic. So salute to all the truck drivers out there.
That's the truth. Hello, who's this?
Kenyatta.
Hey, Kenyatta. Good morning.
Kenyatta, guess what race she is?
I'm white.
Wow.
No way.
You're a liar.
No way.
Mm-hmm. I am not okay if I have a man and he's quarantining with his baby mama. I don't have any kids, but I just feel like, yeah, that's not okay. What were you doing the rest of the time? Anything can happen to the kids any time of year, so don't be with her. Like,
that's during a pandemic.
Now, if y'all was quarantined for that many months, y'all were sleeping together. So go be with her.
Now, I didn't hear Ebony say that. Was he quarantining with the baby mama and the kids?
I didn't hear her say that
who
either.
Was baby quarantining?
I mean, that is a good point.
She
if they're young
two
kids,
young adult kids, and one was younger, so you gotta think that yes, it's probably his ex there as well.
I feel like Ebony would have said that though.
But I feel like going back and forth from one house to the other, some mothers or fathers would be like, "I don't want you leaving and going out, and then coming back and bringing COVID, and then the kids get it," because that happens too. Like they go back and forth between the parents' houses, and as a responsible parent, you can't go outside of that bubble.
Yeah, because even during the pandemic, my assistant stayed with us that whole time because we were scared. We didn't know what was happening. We didn't want anybody in and out the house. So we wanted to make sure that, you know, our house was clean and safe. So, yeah, we didn't let people in and out our house either. But I get that.
Yeah, I don't know if he was quarantining with the baby mama, though. I don't want to just throw that out there. But, yes, yeah, that would be wild. If he was quarantining with the baby mama and the other kids and just leaving your fiance alone, nah.
All right, well, 800-585-1051. Ebony K. Williams was talking to Wendy Williams. She said that her and her man broke up. She said during the pandemic, you know, he chose to quarantine with his kids and not her. And she had a problem with it. So what we're asking, what are your thoughts? It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Lego. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just joined us, we're talking about Ebony K. Williams. Her and her fiance broke up during the pandemic. She said during the pandemic, her man, well, let's just hear what she said. She was talking to Wendy Williams.
You know what? This quarantine, I think, like a lot of couples, Wendy, it made us tell the truth about our relationship.
How long were you with him before quarantine?
Almost 4 years. I'll tell you what happened. He actually did not quarantine with me. He has 3 children, 2 of which are young adults, and he chose to quarantine in New Jersey with his semi-adult children. And for me, listen, I'm not a parent yet, so I'm not, I get that they're number one.
Right.
But I need to be number one, Wendy. He's a lovely man, just wasn't for me, you know? Yeah. He's older, didn't really want a new baby and all that stuff. I want that stuff.
So we're asking 800-585-1051, what would you do? Hello, who's this?
Hey, what's going on? DJ MD Anthony, Charlamagne the God.
Peace, King.
Hey.
Julius, what up, brother?
Good morning to y'all. Good morning to y'all. Look, first of all, I just want to say that woman is a fiance, and she did not become number one until those vows are made. So this man already had kids. Those kids are number one. And in those times where they're unknown, nobody knows what's going on, them kids is number one. I want to be with my kids, too.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, listen, even after the vows are made, though, those still your kids.
They still your kids.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Hello, who's this?
Chanel.
Hey, Chanel, good morning.
Good morning, Envy. Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Uncle
Charlie. Peace, peace, peace. How are you?
Now, your man say he's quarantining with his kids and not you. What you doing?
Nah, he got to go, because if he's not quarantining with me, that means he's quarantining with another woman. You're not going to use your kids as an excuse.
Ooh, so you don't even trust him.
But
what if you what if you're talking to him every day though, like FaceTiming every day, and he really is home
that
with his kids? Listen, girl, I'm gonna say in the time in this pandemic though, you're not gonna just have random women coming over and you with your kids in the house.
That is true. Hello, who's this?
Some people might have.
Daryl, what's up, man? Now that pandemic hits, you quarantining with your kids, your fiance, what you doing?
I'm quarantining with my kids, bro.
Yeah, I don't know why any woman would want to put themselves in that situation. When it comes to power rankings, it's impossible to come before the kids, especially when they're a certain age.
Right.
That's my flesh and blood.
I'm just speaking from experience. You're going to end up having to follow anyway with your lady. You're in each other's face all morning, all day. That's automatic.
Yeah, like I said, the ideal situation would be to have your fiance, you know, and the kids all together. But if not, and I got to choose, I'm definitely choosing my kids. But y'all keep adding this other variable of the baby mama being over there, too. I don't know if that's the case.
It makes sense if you say it, because if they had two kids that's young adult, one that's younger than that, who the kids with? The kids ain't just living there by themselves.
They might go to college in Jersey. We don't know.
There are parents who they had their kids going back and forth, but only between each other's houses. And in that case, a lot of times the parents would be like, you're not allowed to go anywhere and bring anything back into the house with the kids.
Yeah, no, because there are parents who co-parent. We ain't nobody coming in and out of our house. Hello, who's this?
Hi, Jessica.
Hey, Jessica, good morning.
Good morning. I feel that I wouldn't want to be with a guy who wouldn't put his kids first, number one.
Word.
Yeah, there's no reason for him not to put his kids first. I don't care what age it is. We didn't know what was going on. The pandemic was crazy. You don't know what's going on if he has his ex-wife there or if his ex-wife is visiting, but that mother comes first. You got to respect that.
Okay.
This is what I love about Black people, just people in general. We added a whole other variable to the story,
yes,
and we don't even know if it exists. You know what I'm saying? I thought it was a simple conversation about would you quarantine with your kids or quarantine with your fiance. Now y'all done added a whole other woman into the equation. This man is shacked up with another woman and his kids at the same time.
Yep.
We don't even know if that's the situation.
Yep, they was at a hotel.
Lord have mercy. The baby mama, him and the baby mama then reconciled and got back together and realized that they are in love with each other during the pandemic. Lord have mercy.
They had to sleep on the same bed, but they slept on different sides, all that.
Lord have mercy.
What's the moral of the story, guys?
The moral of the story is, like I said, if it, in an ideal situation, it would be the fiance and the kids, but if not, I'm definitely choosing my kids. That's tough, bro. It's tough to even think that he's going to put his kids before you. And as one of the women called when they said, as one of the women said when they called, I wouldn't trust a man who didn't put his kids before.
Right.
Before any woman.
Right. Well, we got rumors on the way, Yee.
Well, since we're talking about breakups, let's talk about Drake allegedly destroying an 8-year relationship.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the 5-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/news. That's LifeLock.com/news to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Yes, that was a
good morning.
Great conversation we just had. Ebony K. Williams will actually be on the show next week. She'll be on Breakfast Club next week. But heads up, the kids were 20, mm-hmm. 18, and 13.
Okay.
Yes, that's how old the kids were.
2018 and 13. Okay. I would still want to be with my kids, right. 2018, 13.
Yeah, mm-hmm. especially because it was a pandemic, because mm-hmm. it was COVID. We didn't know what that was.
Right.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We didn't know what to expect. We didn't know what was going to happen in the world. Yes, I think you would want to be with your kids in a situation. Ideal situation, all of y'all together. But if I got to choose, mm-hmm. I'm going with the kids.
All right.
Now, did y'all see that Diddy changed his middle name officially?
To Love. Yeah, mm-hmm. I did see that.
He been did that.
Yeah, did you guys, it's on his license now, so he posted it. Hmm. Now, did you guys like your names growing up?
No. My middle name is Larry. And the only reason I didn't like my first name, Leonard, is because people would always say Leonard, because they would always think it was mm-hmm. a misspelling. But it's not a misspelling. My name is Leonard, L-E-N-A-R-D.
But, let him know.
It's Leonard.
But they would always say Leonard. And so I got tired of correcting teachers. So I was just like, man, just call me Larry, man.
Yeah, my name is a little too long to fit on the Scantron when you have to take the standardized test. My name never fit, so they always call me Rashu because the N never fit.
Rashu. That sounds like a sneeze.
And,
bless
and,
you.
And the way my mom spelled it, R-A-A capital S-H-A-U-N, was just always difficult to explain to people.
It's two A's?
Yeah, two A's and capital
Rashana.
S.
Wow. That's crazy.
Not Rashawn.
Why would they name you Rashana,
it's not
bro.
Rashawn, it's Rashawn.
That's wild.
It's R-A-A-S-H-A-U-N. My mom wanted it to be different, so she did two A's and a capital S.
Well, she achieved that. She achieved that. I don't know anybody else.
No one
R-A-A capital S-H-A-U-N.
Nah, I know some Rashawns.
Not spelled like that.
I mean, that's because y'all fake bougie. That's like when people say their name
we
is...
We fake bougie. Yeah, Leonard.
That's when people say their name is Vel Leonard. Johnson.
Remember,
dude from Family Matters? God, I think he died. God bless the dead. His name was Reginald Vel Johnson. You know your last name, Johnson.
Like Leonard. Yeah. They want to be Leonard. Yeah.
Talking about drama. You better shut up.
What?
You better shut up.
I got a good name, bro.
I found out your real name last week.
What's his name?
I don't want to say tell him your name, Dramos. Danny what?
Ramos.
No, it's not. Give him the whole name.
Danny Benjamin Ramos.
Danny Benjamin. This guy is a fake Puerto Rican I've ever met one. What Puerto Rican you know named Ben Danny
My
Benjamin?
My last name is Irish. How are you talking right now?
I'm talking to you, okay? No, it's crazy. Not about me.
Our last names we didn't pick.
That's right.
But your middle name.
Danny Benjamin.
Benjamin. Man, shut up.
Trying to assimilate with white culture.
Man, Leonard. Please.
Leonard McKelvey, a little leprechaun.
I'm sorry. Hey, Reginald Vel Johnson is still alive. Carl from Family Man. I'm sorry.
He just killed that man.
Hey, man, I didn't know, bro. I thought he passed.
No, Uncle Phil passed.
That I know.
Okay.
God said, God rest him. He's from Queens, too. They just killed the guy from
Luke
Queens.
Luke Reginald Vel Johnson.
Shout out to him, man.
I didn't know, man.
He's alive, guys. He's alive.
All right, guys, wrap it up. We don't want y'all killing nobody else off.
You're right. Room is next. What are we talking about?
That was it. Let's talk about Drake and this alleged situationship where he is being accused of destroying an 8-year relationship.
The show is so informed. All right, we'll get to it next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
Hey,
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee,
hey.
Charlamagne Tha God. We are
old
the
people
Breakfast
love
Club.
Screaming our letters. Hey, hey,
hey. All right, let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Drake.
Drake.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club.
So listen up.
Well, Drake is being accused of being a homewrecker. Now, this guy, Jamie's son, who's a singer, was engaged to his girlfriend, who's also a singer, Naomi Sharon. They had an 8-year relationship until allegedly she got flued out and he was there too. Her fiance was there too. And that was for Drake's Certified Lover Boy album recording sessions. Apparently, Drake wanted to work with her. So the couple went out there to meet and they started recording her vocals for the album. And he now has posted, imagine having the most beautiful, supportive and faithful relationship 8 years long with an engagement and wedding planned. A beautiful woman on your side is ride or die. Then this major opportunity comes and a world star calls your fiance to sign a record deal, flies you both over. And then out of nowhere, all that trust is vanished with knives in your back and in your heart. He said, I am no longer with the person people think I'm together with. I'm no longer with the 8 years I thought I was together with. I am no longer with the engagement I thought I was together with.
That's got to suck if Drake smashes your chick. Now you got to delete all Drake's music out your playlist. That's a lot of music, bro. That's a decade of music, a decade of features.
You said they were married or just?
No, engaged. They've been together for 8 years.
We can't blame Drake, though.
Hey, it's not Drake's fault. It's not Drake's fault at all.
We can't blame Drake.
He told you he's a sniper. What you supposed to do? It's not Drake's fault.
And the crazy thing is, to me, it's like, okay, you've been with this guy for 8 years. You go fly out, go to work with Drake. It ain't like that's going to be your new man. You know what I mean? That's like a fling or whatever it is. And we don't know if it's true or not, by the way. Just
that's true.
It's all alleged.
It is all alleged. But what if she did it for them? What if she did that? For them, like,
what are you talking about?
What if she did it for them? What if she did it to put herself in a position?
Like that movie with Demi Moore,
Indecent Proposal.
Like took the L for the.
I mean, that's not really an L.
It's not an L.
It's not an L.
Took the D.
Oh, you would do it?
I would do it. I don't have to.
I don't know it already.
I don't know this woman's situation. I don't know this young lady's situation.
Level up.
you can't do that.
But we're saying allegedly because it is allegedly. But correct. I mean, the young man put it out there.
He did.
Drake hasn't responded. He might have a whole nother story.
Why would he?
Sometimes people jump to conclusions. Like if you see a text message and you're like, oh, you slept with him. You don't know.
And if Drake had to respond to every guy whose girl he smashed, they'd be all day.
Right. His album would be delayed. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I think it is.
All right, now Clippers star Kawhi Leonard went on Instagram Live, and you know he never does that. And he has his upcoming Culture Jam project. So he also shared some music from that as well. So he said it's merging hip hop and basketball together, and it's going to drop later this year.
Let me find
out. Y'all excited for that?
Actually, I am. Number one, me and Kawhi Leonard share the same born day, so he's a Cancer, and I always appreciate Cancers and their artistic abilities. But the fact that Kawhi does not express himself often, music might be his expression. We might really find out who Kawhi Leonard is through his music. I am absolutely intrigued.
Really?
Yes.
All right. Well, his song is going to be out this Friday, by the way. The song with Young Boy and Rod Wave.
Oh, he rapping?
Everything different. I haven't heard it, so I guess we'll see you on Friday.
Kawhi Leonard doing music? I didn't see that one coming. That wasn't one I had lined up on my 2021 chart.
I didn't see that one either.
I'm here for it. I want to hear it.
All right, now Cat Williams did an Instagram Live interview with Fat Joe, and amongst the things that he talked about was whether or not drugs enhances his funny.
I can't enjoy it as much as regular people because the whole time I'm thinking, how the f*** did they think of that? What kind of f- he was on to think of some shit like that?
The misconception is that there are drugs that can help you do your job. No, there isn't. There aren't drugs that help you memorize, to be creative, to come up with something that somebody didn't already say, to figure out the funny thing in something tragic. Those are not the side effects of drugs. Those are the side effects of brilliance.
Yeah. I agree with Kat, and I commend anybody who can think on drugs, because I can't. When I'm on drugs, I think about nothing. I'm just
what about
stuck.
Marijuana?
That's all the only that's drug
the
only, I take.
Yeah, that's the only drug I'm hoping to take.
I'm thinking about nothing except for what I want to eat. That's it.
All right. In addition, he talked about his famous perm that's not going anywhere.
I'm only the greatest comedian living because I have more female fans than any comedian on the globe. A perm is an homage to them anyway. They know what that is. They let me in the business thinking that maybe I was soft out there. You understand? But it was a misconception. So even as the pimp comedian, you have to understand the brilliance in the fact that he's told no pimp jokes. So they downplay me because they must. Because the guy that you're saying is crazy and maybe a crackhead has outworked you every second that he has been a peer of yours.
Okay, in addition to that, he talks about Richard Pryor.
My inspiration has never stopped. So I'm as inspired by the guys I'm watching on TikTok as I am inspired by a Richard Pryor or a George Carlin. Richard Pryor really was a sucking crackhead because he said he was. And yet he is our king.
Young cat, you gotta stop.
In his autobiography, he tells you who he slept with, what he did. That's what made him the GOAT, is because he did not hide the things that were bad in his life, the things that you wouldn't tell anybody about. He told that.
Cat is correct again. Mm-hmm. And nobody ever judges you when you live your truth. I mean, they might, but it doesn't matter because it's your truth. When you live your truth, nobody can use your truth against you. That's what Richard Pryor did very well.
Yes, I remember reading Richard Pryor's book and being like, oh, he did what? And just the fact that he was so honest about it, because most people would never put that in a book.
Yeah, if I'm correct, he was with a transgender, right?
Trans woman.
Trans woman, mm-hmm. Yeah. And he said he was high.
And then he said she could just stay for the weekend.
That's
come
right.
on.
He said he was high, and when he got down there was a little something extra. He just went with it. I read his book, too. That's what I read the same thing.
He said it just like that. He said, hey, a little something extra.
Something to that effect. It was some comedic effect in there.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then it was kind of like, well, you're here, so let's have a good weekend. Let's go. All right, well, is your rumor report.
I guess I'm queer. Coast is clear.
All right.
He said she forgot to do the tuck and fold, is what he said.
I ain't playing with y'all today. Who are you giving your donkey to, man?
We need a guy named Francis. What's this guy's name? Francis Gint to come to the front of the congregation. We'd like to have a word with him, please. They say America's not a racist country. I can't tell. We'll discuss more after the hour.
All right. Keep it locked. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our audible pick of the day is Brooklyn North, a true crime documentary about four wrongfully convicted men in the New York City of the 80s and 90s. Your first 30 days of Audible Plus are free. Sign up at audible.com/breakfastclub.
This is a miracle.
There is no question that there are problems in this country between police and community.
Yes, you are a donkey.
To the latest on that police killing of a black man.
Now to new developments in the deadly spa shooting rampage.
And yesterday was a really bad day for him, and this is what he did.
And so we are in a state of emergency.
Okay, white supremacist violence is and always has been the number one threat to our society.
But I'm also very proud that my wife is white.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
All right, Charlene, please tell me, why was I your donkey of the day?
Well, Donkey of the Day for Tuesday, May 4th, goes to a Lancaster County, South Carolina volunteer fire chief named Francis Butch Gint. Oh, the mayonnaise is heavy on this one. I really said to myself, I'm going to attempt to do Donkey of the Day this week and not talk about race once. I mean, South Carolina Senator Tim Scott and our Vice President Kamala Harris said America is not a racist country. So I figured it would be pretty easy to do that, right? I mean, since our black elected officials say America is not a racist country, then I must be reaching every day looking for stories of white folks being racist. Because according to Senator Scott and Madam VP Harris, America is not a racist country, right? Well, guess what? Just because you believe you can fly doesn't mean you can. Okay, I don't care who says America is not a racist country. I don't care what position they are in. I don't care how much money they have. It's just a white devil damn lie. Okay, I think that by repeating this lie over and over, they are trying to create what is known as the illusion of truth effect. You know, that whole repeat a lie often enough and it becomes the truth. No, that's a law of propaganda that came from a Nazi. So don't let anyone keep peeing on your head and telling you it's Mike's Hard Lemonade, because it's not. OK, this is a racist country. Always has been. And unless we make some radical systemic changes, always will be. See, I'm not a delusional person. who thinks they can change the hearts of people. No, 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 not at all. I would rather focus on, you know, racist legislation, racist systems, holding people accountable for their racism professionally and personally, civil and criminal. I want to weed out racism and bigotry at its root, because that's what America spelled with three K's was founded on. And that's what we need to get rid of. Case in point, Francis Butch Gint. Now, remember I told you he's a volunteer fire chief. Well, he resigned recently. Why did he resign? Because of a post he put on Facebook. I do not know why racists who hold corporate jobs, who are elected officials, think they are only sending these messages to their closest friends. We all can see you. And in this case, Francis Gint had a message for the police. Let's go to WBTV CBS 3 for the report, please.
A 42-year veteran of the Volunteer Fire Department, Chief Francis Gint, wrote a racially charged post saying police should stop responding to calls in black neighborhoods because the people there would eventually, quote, he wrote, kill each other, and the, quote, fake news wouldn't have a story. He has since deleted that Facebook post.
I sincerely apologize. I don't want to stir up unrest in our community. I want us to be together. I want us to heal. I guess it was racially insensitive. I did not mean it that way.
Gint says he was lashing out in frustration at the national news media and the way he feels cable news portrays the police.
And now everybody's trying to rip them apart and make sure that they're trying to disband them and put their lives in jeopardy.
Gint says he wrote a letter of apology to the city council and is planning a meeting with leaders in the black community soon.
I love my community. I love my people. And I'd do anything for any of them. And I didn't mean this to hurt them.
Gint tells me that if the city council asks him to step down, he completely understands and will comply immediately. He also has told me that he has officially sworn off social media.
Listen how the news reported that story. Something blatantly racist, called racially insensitive. She said some say it's violent. He literally said he just wants to kill. He wants us to kill each other. Okay, is killing not violent? Okay, Francis, we don't need you giving the police any more reasons not to protect and serve us. Okay, stop responding to black neighborhoods. They will eventually kill each other. As if them responding to black neighborhoods doesn't often lead to them killing us. I'm glad he resigned. And that's one reason I'm glad social media exists, because it makes it very hard to hide who you are when you really feel strongly about something like this guy Francis did. It's hard not to say something. No matter how hard they try to tuck their racism, they will eventually reveal it in a Facebook post. And that's what we need. We need to know who's who. If we don't know who's who, we can't root out the evil. When we know who's who, we can stomp out all the evil. But just remember, kids, even though this volunteer firefighter Francis Gint is clearly racist, America is not a racist country. Please, the next person who interviews Senator Tim Scott or VP Kamala Harris, ask them for me. If America is not a racist country, what do we call this? Please let Kathy Griffin give Francis Gint the biggest hee-haw.
Please give this giant jar of mail the biggest hee-haw.
I just want to know what you call it. If America's not a racist country, what do you call it?
Mm-mm.
That's all.
A racist country.
A country where people do racist things.
A country where people do racist things. Okay. Mm.
All right. Well, thank you for that donkey today, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when we come back, we have comedian Michael Che joining us.
From Saturday Night Live. He's got a special, no, he's got a TV show coming on HBO Max, a series.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. And we're going to talk
called
to him
That
next.
Damn Michael Che.
That's right. So don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Okay, I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid-back appeal and down-home vibes. As a dad of seven kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. We got a special guest on the line. Michael Che, welcome.
What's up, bro? How you feeling, man?
How's everything?
Blessed, black, and highly favored, King. How are you?
Everything is good, man. I'm excited. Thank you for having me.
Now, hold on. Are you in New York?
Yeah, I'm in Manhattan.
Why couldn't you come to the studio?
Oh, because I had to take like 4 tests or something like that. And I was like, I'd rather just do it
4 tests? You got to take one test.
You take one rapid test.
Maybe it was explained to me poorly.
Damn. I wish you could be in studio, man. You got your HBO Max comedy series, That Damn Michael Che, coming out May 6th.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. I'm excited. It's coming out this Thursday. It's kind of crazy. I can't wait for you guys to see it.
What makes it so crazy?
You know, you work on SNL for long enough, you know, it's a lot of network standards and things that we could do on that show that we couldn't do at SNL. So it's kind of fun.
Now, Michael, tell me what I'm missing about Elon Musk, man. What makes him so controversial? Because I saw in Page 6, it said the cast won't be forced to appear with Elon Musk. I'm like, what makes him so controversial that the cast wouldn't even want to stand next to him? What am I missing?
I don't know. I think white people just don't like their billionaires for some reason. It's weird because we love our billionaires. I mean, if Oprah or Tyler Perry was coming, we'd be all excited about it. But whatever reason, I don't know. I think it's a little embarrassing when they realize how much wealth they actually have. But, I it's the richest man in the world. I mean, of course I want to meet him.
Yeah, I don't understand it. I'm like, well, what has Elon done? I'm looking for the comments. I'm looking for things he may have done. I don't see it. Why? I don't get it. It's kind of strange to me, to be honest with you.
He's a polarizing guy, man. It's, when you have that much. But I think that's what makes the show exciting, honestly. It's like, he's been on other shows before. I don't know why SNL specifically. I think it's a good thing. I think it means people still care about the show in some way, at least, because they wouldn't care if, they wouldn't know if they didn't care, you know? So I think people still kind of take ownership of even who's booked on the show, because the show's still relevant after 46 seasons, which is insane to me. I hope people care about what I'm doing 46 years into me doing it, you know?
That's right.
Is comedy too sensitive now? Is things too sensitive?
Oh, no, I think it's perfect. I love it. I love that it's
no,
sensitive.
No, you don't.
I love it. It means people ain't going to want to do it as much, man. It's great. It's perfect for me. You know, there's a reason why y'all do what y'all do and y'all show is what it is, because you're willing to do what a lot of people aren't willing to do, man. You're willing to take the lumps and you're willing to, you know, say what you say is going to have power and impact, you know, no matter what. Mm-hmm. And I like that idea. I like that that's the case, because if that wasn't the case, then anybody would be trying this. And then, you know, what would be so cool about me doing it?
Damn, that's a good ass point. So, because to get involved in something like comedy or radio or anywhere where you're expressing your voice and your opinion, it's got to be worth the risk for you.
Yeah, man, that's what makes it exciting. That's why people want to see you. That's why people want to hear what you want to say. That's why doing a show, doing the Breakfast Club, people want to hear what you're going to say on that show, because they know that show is gonna come correct. And so for me, I love when it's sensitive. I love when everybody's sensitive about it, because they know that I don't care and it makes business better for me.
Now, I also was reading about how Elon Musk was crowdsourcing. Like he hit his followers up on Twitter and asked for some he called them skit, but they're sketches, sketch ideas. Did that offend you?
No, man, I think it's great. I hope he does some of them, man. This makes my job easy. I don't got to write as much. Perfect.
Are you writing anything for Elon?
Hell yeah, I'm right. I'm trying to write. I'm getting so much done. I want to just give him so many ideas, man. It's fun. It's exciting working with the richest man in the richest man in the world.
Yeah,
that is baffling.
Yeah, I promise you, I was just so confused because I was like, well, what? I really wanted to know what Elon's original sin was that everybody got so mad that he was hosting SNL. Like, I think that's a great get for SNL.
Yeah, I really don't know either. I mean, I'm sure somebody knows. I'm sure it's not nothing, but we'll see. I think it's cool. It's like it's polarized. I like when a show kind of has that edge.
What's the goal for a black man at SNL now? Because, you know, there was the Chris Rocks and the Eddie Murphys, you know, who were there for short stints, but then Keenan kind of changed the game by being there forever. like what is my,
yeah,
what
15, 16 years
15, 16, yeah, what does Michael Che want to do?
I don't know, man. I mean, I've been there like 7 years now, which blows my mind. It doesn't feel like it, but I mean, to me, it's I like it there. Like, you get your summer, you still get enough off time to be able to do other things. You know, when I first started as a writer at SNL, I was like the only black writer there. I was the only one. It was Keenan and Jay on the cast and then just me. And so now you got, since I've been there, there's been Leslie, there's been Chris Redd, there's been Sam Jay, there's been, you know, so many different black people, so many different, Gary Richardson. So there's so many different black voices now where stuff wouldn't have worked when I first got there because nobody in the room knew what we was talking about. So now when there's 6-7 black people in the room, mm-hmm. we could kind of have guests like Chappelle, and we could have guests like, you know, Issa. We could have guests that we probably wouldn't have had before.
So there were rumors that you was going to leave SNL because of this series. You're going to wait for it to be successful first before you bounce out?
I don't think anybody leaves SNL. You still see Maya Rudolph doing skits, man. You still see, you know, Alec Baldwin's been there for 20 years. He's hosted more than anybody else. Like, I don't think you ever really leave SNL. You know, it's just more like, I guess the workload changes the more you have to do outside of the show.
All right, we got more with Michael Che. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking it with Michael Che. Charlamagne?
So what's the premise of that damn Michael Che?
That's a good question, man. It's really just, it's a sketch show. It started out as just a sketch show, and it kind of built organically where we would do these kind of tie-ins and these a loose narrative to theme the sketches together to make it different from SNL, to make it different from any other sketch show that we've seen before. So we was really just trying to make what we wanted to watch, you know? And a lot of the topics is just stuff that we talk about, the way we would approach stand-up comedy, a lot of the same subject matter, but, you know, just in sketch form. So, you know, we got a lot of, you know, crazy guests. We got Amari Hardwick, we got Method Man, we got Jeffrey Owens on it, who's hilarious. You got Ellen Clegg on. We got a lot of just fun people that we wanted to work with anyway. And it's pretty cool.
You must got some great attorneys to be able to get you a carve out to do another sketch show.
Yeah, nah, it's ill, man. It's ill. We got, you know, I've been kind of lucky. I'm for real. I've been kind of lucky. Like, I can't front. I have people complain about, you know, their experiences on network or their experiences at the show, man. I really can't complain.
Sketch is tough too, man, because, you know, especially when you're black, because the bar is in Living Color, mm-hmm. the bar is Chappelle Show, mm-hmm. you know, sketch can be very hit or miss.
We have a whole episode just about that, just talking about, you know, following your heroes, following the goats. I mean, I was raised on Living Color, I was raised on Partners in Crime, you know, same as everybody else. So, you know, it's, you really just want to, like I said, you really just want to do the show that you want to see, you know, you really just want to, because that's the only way it's going to stay true. And you know, people, I think people like it.
It's so crazy that you look at the Living Color and be like, there's no way in hell a Living Color could live right now with all the things.
It could.
You think
it
so?
It could, man. Yeah, it could, man. You look, I'm telling you, what people were saying is not quite reality. It means they can't do it. But it truly can. You see it. Like, how many times you've seen somebody on TikTok or somebody on Instagram do something wild, flagrant, and it's got 7 million views, 100 million, whatever it is. It's, people still want that content. People still want that edgy stuff. They still want to laugh at it. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of people are afraid to do it, and that's good for us.
But that's the problem with the networks, right? Because your point is very valid. The problem with the networks is if y'all busy watering things down and y'all busy playing it safe, the people will just go where they can get that stuff, which is the YouTube, which is the social media. They don't got to sit around and watch this watered down woke TV.
You're absolutely correct. But and that to me, that's why it's so cool when people are like, oh, man, who's hosting SNL? He shouldn't be doing that. He shouldn't be like, it's like, wow, you still care about what's going on network, even though you have all this entertainment out there in the world. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You have all these different outlets and people still care about what we're doing. That's a testament to that show, you know? So it's all good to me because there's room for everybody. There's only 24 hours in a day. So you're going to, at some point, narrow down what you want to watch and find a way to get to it.
And you got a bunch of the cast members of SNL on your show too, right? That damn Michael Che.
Yeah, we got Heidi on there. We got Cecily. We got Kenan and Chris doing some voice on a cartoon. It's crazy, man. There's a lot of fun stuff and surprises in there.
What's the sketches you did for your show that y'all presented in the SNL room, but SNL said it was too edgy?
Oh man, nothing actually. There was nothing on this show. We did the show during the summer. But there's most of this, I would say about 85% of the stuff on this show, we definitely can't do. I mean, we got a sketch about, we got a lot of wild stuff on
sketch
there.
Sketch about
man.
What? Tell us now. You got a sketch about what?
Nah, we got a lot of wild stuff, man. It's fun. Put it this way. It's literally, when you watch it, you're going to be like, oh, I see what he's saying. It's directly to a Black experience that maybe SNL wouldn't even be comfortable putting on TV. Because I still think people, when they see an SNL sketch, they still think it's like some white dude, you know, in their study thinking about how they see Black people, you know, because, you know, the show's historically a white show, I guess you would say. So even stuff that we would do that we think is funny, people would be uncomfortable with it because they don't know that it's us writing it, or they don't mm-hmm. know that it's us just kind of talking directly to our audience. But that's the ill thing about being on a variety show, is that all of that could cut through, where you could put on a sketch where out of the 10 sketches, one sketch, you're like, I don't get it. And another group is like, this is perfect. You know what I mean? This is the one we like. You know, the people come up to me all the time and they tell me a different thing that's the best sketch and we need to do 10 more sketches like it. And they're all different. So that's, you know, something for everybody on that show. But this show is targeted.
Is it hard to find a comedic approach, you know, for topics like racial profiling or police brutality? Or do you even go down that road?
I don't think it's hard at all, man. I think to me that's the most fun. To me, the lightning in the bottle is, that's when you catch the lightning in the bottle. That's when you catch that charge where that energy is, because people have strong feelings about it. So when mm-hmm. you mention it, they know exactly
right
how they feel about it. You know, it's raw. So it's to me, that's the best stuff. That's the easiest. It's harder to make comedy about stuff I don't care about.
Is it a limited series or is it gonna be multiple seasons? What is going to be?
I don't know, man. I want to see kind of, you know, what it does. We're dropping 6 episodes on Thursday. And, you know, we'll see what it is. It took so long to do these 6 because of COVID, because it has to know schedule. You know, like I said, we wrote it in the summer. So a lot of the stuff, you know, we hope it's still fresh. We hope nobody touched it. It's kind of crazy that no one has, you know. It's kind of mm-hmm. crazy that this stuff still holds up. And it's still kind of exciting. So, yeah, we'll see. I don't know. Maybe we'll do some more this summer.
All right. Well, Michael Che, we want you in studio, man.
Man, I want to come in studio. I'll do something else.
You right here in New York. We right in Tribeca. Pull up, get the anal swab, and let's let's do it.
Hey, man, hopefully in like 2 or 3 weeks, it won't even be that way. It's looking like they about to open everything.
Yeah, I'm glad you're talking. July 1st.
Yeah, it's a July 1,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Charlamagne gets the anal swab every day. That's why he's no, so I don't. Excited about it.
Envy gets the anal swab, and then he does the nose swab right after it with the same Q-tip. But we need you up here, brother.
Hey, man, thank you for having me, for real.
Yes, sir.
Michael Che said, I ain't f***ing with y'all with that anal swab, man. That damn Michael Che, make sure you check it out this Thursday. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Thank you, brother.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Rumor report. This is The Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, during an interview with Wallo from Where's Wallo, Birdman was talking about how much money that he makes annually from the Masters of the Cash Money Records artists and former artists as well, and the biggest wire that he's received. So it starts off with him talking about the biggest wire.
What's the biggest wire you ever received from music at one time?
Maybe like 400, but I done got this shit like 3, 4, 5 times, man. I've been around in this shit.
like real getting real bags. My first big one was like, I always got the 10, 20, 30, 40s, but we went to getting that to hopping up to 250, 350, 400, you know, and like, but we've been getting them for a minute.
Salute to my guy Wallow, man. Him and Gilly do not take their foot off the gas. I love what those kings are doing.
So wait a minute. They said he got checks, wires for $300-400 million a couple of times.
Mm-hmm.
All right. In addition, he talked about how much they make a year on masters.
How do you make money off the masters?
If it has a value. If it don't have a value, you're just sitting on some that's dead. But it's still your you know, that's understandable. But our have value. We license the music. I just started letting people sample my Yeah, it's a gang of ways you make money with your masters. You know, we generate $20-30 million a year just on our masters.
Yeah, I remember reading, I believe in Forbes, that Cash Money has generated like $1.8 billion in gross revenue since 1998. So I don't know if Birdman capping. I doubt it. I don't see the reason he would have to cap. But I do know if you generated that kind of money, it should never be any artist on your label disgruntled about some paper.
Not only that, I just know there was a time, didn't they foreclose on a home or something that he had in Miami that was Scott Storch's home or something like that?
Sometimes a foreclosure might mean that it was a situation that you just wanted to get out of it because the house isn't worth as much as what is left that you have to pay on it. So there's all kinds of reasons why people let that happen.
I'm going to be honest. That sounded like some hate, bro.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I'm just asking.
That sounded like some left field hate for no reason.
No, I'm just asking because if you make those amount of checks, mm-hmm. you know, and things are getting foreclosed and you're having problems with your artists, and I know Birdman, I'm cool with him, but I just always think, like, where do we go wrong with our financial? Like, do we not know how we invest in? Do we just spend money frivolously or accountants or lawyers stealing our money? Like, it don't make sense. So I always try to count somebody's money to see what they do.
You be counting people's pockets.
Yeah, because I don't want to make
the
same things that they do wrong. I don't want to do wrong.
Yeah, I don't think, I don't know nothing about the foreclosure, but yeah, if you generated that kind of money, it should never be any artist on your label disgruntled about some paper, ever.
All right, now Tiffany Haddish did an interview on E! News Daily Pop, and she was talking about adopting. You know, she also was once in foster care, and now she's taking parenting classes. Here's what she said.
Taking parenting classes now to adopt. I'm looking at, you know, 5 and up, really like 7. Now, I want them to be able to know how to use the restroom on their own and talk. I want them to know that I put in the work if I wanted them. I don't want to pay nobody to carry my baby neither, because then I have to go through a process of giving myself injections and all that stuff. When I was 21, I was really hard up with money, and I gave up a bunch of eggs. So who knows? I might got some kids out here in the streets.
Tiffany will make an amazing mother. She's a great person, and she's great with kids.
And
she's been through that foster care system, so, you know. Mm-hmm. She knows the love of foster child needs.
Yep.
All right, now Mike Tyson, he has a upcoming ABC news series that's all about him, and it's called Mike Tyson, The Knockout. And here is a piece of that trailer.
When you think about Mike Tyson in the ring, he was unbeatable. But outside the ring...
The only person that defeated him was him.
Robin, does he hit you?
He shakes, he pushes, he swings.
His life started to spiral out of control.
It's a tragic narrative.
The obsession remains. It seems that he is unstoppable. It seems that he is forgiven for his crimes.
That'll be interesting.
Why wouldn't he be forgiven for his crimes? I mean, he paid his debt to society, right? Mm. Like, isn't that the whole point?
I think the way she was looking at it was that it wasn't stopping. I don't know. That's what I took from it.
I mean, either way, he's forgiven by God. It doesn't matter what humans think of him. I don't understand why we act like people can't evolve from their past. Like, how old is Mike Tyson now?
50-something.
And they say if a man at 50 that thinks the same way that he did at 20 has wasted 30 years of his life, right?
But I think this is old footage, no? Like, from, I don't know if that's something new that was said, but it's a 2-part primetime event. It has archival footage and previously unaired interviews with Mike Tyson himself. Mm-hmm. So it could have been something that somebody said previously. I don't know that's something new.
Oh, got you.
Now.
So that's not from 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
This is like a docuseries, so it's old footage and things like that.
Got you.
So you can watch that. It premieres on May 25th, and the second installment will be on June 1st on ABC. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your Rumor Report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Revolt, we'll see you tomorrow. Everybody else, let's get to the mix. Get your request in. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Our audible pick of the day is caffeine. If you love to drink it, you'll love hearing Michael Pollan explore the most used drug in the world. Your first 30 days of Audible Plus are free. Sign up at audible.com/breakfastclub. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Shout out and thank you to everybody, man. Yesterday, I got so many calls of artists wanting to put their car into the car show yesterday. So many people that were picking up tickets and so many vendors that reached out. So many people wanted to sponsor the show. I just want to say thank you, guys. It's an amazing feeling when you put something together and it's really playing out well. So shout to you guys. My car show is July 3rd in Atlanta, and I can't wait to see you guys. Tickets are, it's going to be sold out soon, but I just want to say thank you guys so much. Now, yeah, I see you out in Turks, right?
Yes, I just got to Turks and Caicos. I had a busy weekend. I've been doing a lot lately, but I was in Detroit. So I want to thank everybody who came to Wholesale Day, another successful Wholesale Day at my store, Private Label. And I want to shout out to my partner in the store, Mikey Morin. He actually has a book out today. It's called Fearless Beauty, the Hair Business Blueprint. And it's actually number one new release for marketing. So you can get that book on Amazon. But Mikey Morin, Fearless Beauty, he's been doing this as an entrepreneur for quite some time. The store we opened together in Detroit, I think it's like his fourth store that he has right now, but they all do really well. And I want to thank him for everything that he's been teaching me about the beauty and hair business. And this book, I already read it, but it's pretty amazing when you see his story. And there's a lot of tips in there about marketing.
Okay.
Well, since we're talking books, man, we 7 days away from Tamika Mallory's State of Emergency, How to Win in the Country We Built. Okay. That is the first release of Black Privilege Publishing, which is my book imprint, man. And I'm just extremely excited. I love seeing Tamika do her press run. She was on Tamron Hall last week, and she's got a lot of press coming up. So, yeah, I just can't wait. Next, May 11th.
May 11th.
It'll be out, but you can pre-order now.
All right. All right. Well, when we come back, positive note, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, shout out to Michael Che for joining us this morning.
Yes, sir. And make sure you check out Michael Che's HBO series, That Damn Michael Che. I'm interested to see what that is because I thought it was a comedy special.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like a sketch comedy sketch show, yeah. So I can't wait to check it out.
All right. And all you fellas out there, I see you guys all up in, I guess, Bill Gates' ex-wife, soon-to-be ex-wife.
Why wouldn't they be?
I mean,
why wouldn't they be? Tell her how young she looked. Be like, ooh, you looking so young. Be like, you looking 50.
Gotta go a little lower. You gotta say 30.
No, because she looked about 80. So
now
you
stop
gotta
it. Say. See, now you ain't get nothing. Now see,
I don't want nothing. I'm a married man, but I can see why everybody's shooting their shot though.
My goodness. All right.
Wouldn't you?
Nope.
Melinda Gates.
If I wasn't married,
man, do you know what? Listen, do you know what? Even if you just her rebound, you might can come up. Even if she just with you for a couple of months.
Even if it's just
all she know is high level tricking. She don't know nothing else.
But what do you like? You can't take her anywhere. Where are you gonna take her? You can't take her to a restaurant.
Why can't you?
What restaurant?
No, she probably take you out. That's my whole point. All she knows is high level tricking.
You can't go on vacation. I'm like, meet me at the JetBlue terminal.
No, she's gonna say, meet me at RPJ. We out. You don't. That's a different type of sugar mama right there. You ain't never had no sugar mama like Melinda Gates. You don't even know what you're preparing for. Please.
Well,
like
we also know.
All you got I was fried chicken and some singles, man.
I guess Bill Gates is single now too.
I had a job.
That's crazy. Leave us on a positive note, man.
Listen, well, the positive note is this, because you know it's Mental Health Awareness Month, man. So I just want to tell everybody, when you heal trauma, you heal the nervous system. When you heal the nervous system, you heal the emotional body. When you heal the emotional body, you heal the psychic body. When you heal the psychic body, you heal vibration. Once the vibration is healed, realities change.
Breakfast Club, bitches!
Y'all finished or y'all done?
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday,
I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.